Fine. Beis Hashem, Parshas Dvarim, Shabbos Chazoin. Speak a little bit about Inyanei D'Yoma. Beis Hashem, we should be Zeicher, that shouldn't be Negeh anymore. We'll start. Perhaps we'll be Negeh L'Maisa. Come home after a long night's shir, Thursday night, you're coming home later. And Mustama, you want Leil Shishi, you want to be rewarded with something good to eat. Something filling, you come home, you look in the fridge. What your wife's making for Shabbos, fleishiks, you can't eat yet. But maybe there's something still left over from last Shabbos, because you couldn't eat, you didn't eat much all the week. There's a chiddush nifla on this halach of not eating fleishiks now. The halach of not eating fleishiks in Shulchan Aruch, Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Tes. We Ashkenazim are knowing like the Ramah, Matzniyim Erish Chaydush Ve'elech HaSakin Shal Shchitu. Shein Shech Nekim L'Tzerch Mitzvah. Stam, we don't have Stam Fleishiks. Fine. Kumt, the Sharachuv brings up Birka Yosef. You look in the Sefer Birka Yosef, the Chidah is Sefer on Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Chidah, Yesh Mekilim Lecho Boser Mevushel Shenishtayer Misuda Shabbos. There are those who eat leftovers that were left Shabbos. So if you come home tonight, you go in the fridge, and you see there's a piece of chicken left from Shabbos. And it's already, there's new chicken coming for this Shabbos, new cold cuts. So according to this Yesh Mekilin, you can go ahead and eat it. And we're going to see they bring a raya. At the end of the Birka Yosef, he says, there are those who shlug up the raya. But if people want to rely on this, You can't make a macha. You leave them alone. The Bnei Yisoscher brings the same shtickle Torah down. He brings that there's the minig Yerushalayim. Nagu, if they had nishar, they would actually eat it. Brings out minig Yerushalayim like that. Meridik a minig. What's the pshat in the minig? Well, Allah, before we get too excited, the Shari Tshuva at the end says, at the end of Shari Tshuva says, "Mimedinosenu loy shamati misha mekel b'ze." I haven't heard anybody who uses this kula. Umisha mekel b'ze who bechlal pirates gather. Everybody who would dare do it would be a pirates gather. So let's not get too excited because I think all of us can agree we haven't heard anybody using this kula. But lemaisa on the books at least there's such a kula. Where did they get such a kula from? It's fleishiks. So what is leftover Shabbos? So what? So because you don't want to throw out the leftovers, what's the pshat? They bring a raya. They bring a raya from enough in the Gemara. The Gemara you should have in front of you, this Gemara in Chulin Yudzayin. The Gemara in Chulin Yudzayin has a meridik machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What was the matzav in the midbar with flesh? What was the meat matzav in the midbar? Rabbi Shmuel holds that they didn't eat stam meat. They ate only shlamim. Rabbi Kiva holds lefakef lehedya, the mamash 180 degrees away. Rabbi Kiva holds boser taibel eitzir klal. Not only that, they didn't even need shchita. Rabbi Kiva holds that they're allowed to do nechira. Starts over here on Tezayin Amabez and continues on to Yudzayin Amadalev. According to Rabbi Kiva, boser nebsar nechira, to rip the animal from the nostrils without any shchita whatsoever. Just a manual killing of the behemoth. According to Rabbi Kiva, is mutter. According to Rabbi Kiva, it was mutter in the midbar. Allah alamayis, that's what it did in the midbar. That's what it did in the midbar. To beginning, the top of Yudzayin Amar Aleph. Ki yirchem cha amak shivcha Hashem alaykecha l'sum shumay shom b'zavach nem korm t'inah Rabbi Kiva omer leba kosov el asim ba nesar nechiru. The Pasuk is saying that when you get there, it's Yisrael. You can't keep going with this Nechira. You're going to have to start Shechita. But till then, they were allowed to do Nechira. According to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to do Nechira. And then not Stamashita Rabbi Kiva. The Rambam brings this down. The Rambam, Lecheru, wouldn't Stam bring down a Gemara that's Lecheru talking history and not Bechlal Negeh L'maisa. The Rambam brings it down in Perek Dal and Shechita Alach Yitzayin. The Rambam brings Mefurish. Kshoy Yisrael b'midbar le'nitztabu b'shechit zachul le'yin noichrin. They were allowed to be noicher, rip the behem apart. Oy shech noichrin k'shar goyim and it's tabu midbar shechal reitz l'shechal. Whatever. And the Rambam says you can do what you want. Right, so linchar v'lechal b'midbar, the Rambam concludes, so you're noichal, noichar v'oichal. Or mitzvah zu enel sadaris, ela b'midbar b'ovad, b'eis heter nechira. Fine.
Takes away from the terrors they always say about milchiks on Shavuos. They came back from Har Sinai, they couldn't eat the fleishiks.
Couldn't eat fleishiks. According to Rekib in the Midbar, they could just be noicher. They could be only noicher, but Bosu B'chol would still be a problem. You're right. But the tarfus of Nechir, the Nechir wouldn't be a problem. Right. The Nechir wouldn't be a problem. But maybe an Avela would be, Trefa would be, those things would be Nechir. Nechir wasn't the problem. There was no Shchit. Shchit was not, you could do Nechir. The Gemara goes on and says, Nechirasei zui Shchitasei. The Nechir is like Shchit. The Nechir by Rekib was like Shchit. Kum to Gemara Rashayel. The end of the Yomad, the Gemara comes at Amar de Gashayel. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Towards the end of the Amad, Rabbi Yirmiyah is a shayla, the second wide line. Evorei psar nechiru shechnis Yisrael imoen la'oretz. So, Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, they have leftovers. They have leftovers, these nechiru, this meat that's a nechiru, that today we would proclaim it to be a nevela. And they had leftovers. Are they allowed to eat it? Frek the Gemara when? So Gemara gives two terutzim. Either after the 7 years of Muhammad, so 7-year-old meat. Or, even then, so, Bekitzer, what's the shayla? This food was mutter, and now you bring it to Yisrael, mit amol, now these things are usser. Does it retain the old heter, or does it revert to the new isser? Come to the new isser? Take we blight mit ashayla. So Rabbi Yirmiyah has a shayla and a blight mit ashayla. Kub Rashi, and he says, what's Rabbi Yirmiyah's shayla? It's a historical shayla. It's not neged. We've long been in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzias Mitzrayim in the subsequent 40 years was a while ago. So this shayla is not neged to us. Zok Rashi about this shayla of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Zok Rashi aloshin deroish v'kibulschar. This whole shayla is a shayla that's bechlal not negeh to us. It's a shayla of droish and kibbutz char. What is it? Loshen Rashi? Loshen Rashi.
Kiyosir Rachmana.
Last line.
Kiyosir Rachmana. Shechnis Yisrael. Miyam Rina. And then he goes on. Droish the kibbutz char. Rashi says this whole thing is just a stam to darshan to learn. Get schar for learning. We want it. It's long gone. It's not negated to us. So Rashi was bothered by this kash. Was more bringing it for. So Rashi drosh the kibbutz char. Hum to Rosh. And the Rosh argues on Rashi. He says, it's not shaykh that this gemara is drosh the kibbutz char. It's not where we find these issues of drosh the kibbutz char. The Rosh over here of the north in Simchav Gimel, the second half, brings down the shayla. Pirsh Rashi, Dreish v'kibul schar. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Eivor b'sar nechir shi'iz melar Yitzchob ma'al. Pirsh Rashi, Dreish v'kibul schar. Tzrichon onu lamed ala emes. Lein hirali. You don't say Dreish v'kibul schar on a p'sar shayla l'alocha. You say that when you want to be mazber aposik. B'lik boya boy b'shas b'dover shem b'tzorich. To make a shayla l'alocha that you don't need. Le ashkemi don't find such a thing. He brings rice. The Gemara Yuma talks about Ketz Elvishim. What was the Seder Levish of Kain Gol? Frank Gemara, what's in Nageya? My Dehava Abi. The Gemara, no. And then by Lassala, by Tchias Semes, be Nageya again. So, nearly, Zok the Rosh, there's a Nafkemina Lalacha. What's a Nafkemina Lalacha? The Nafkemina Beboyezu La'odom She'oser Atzer Bechamen Aminim Mizman Yadua Ve'elech. A person went ahead and said, at a certain point, I'm not going to eat this and this type of food. Picks a food, says, at this point, I'm not going to eat it, right? Starting L, I'm not going to eat this anymore. Starting L, I'm not going to eat this, right? I have a givis zach, I eat. Starting L, I'm not eating that food anymore. Well, beautiful. And comes Rosh Chodesh L, and he still has that food. He has it. So, lefi Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila, this would be Nagel Halacha. If you're going to say Rabbi Yirmiyah that they would eat Eivor Ibsar Nechiru when they went into Eretz Yisrael, you can keep eating. He asked you, he's not going to eat candy. From Rosh Chodesh El, and I stopped eating, he's stopping to eat candy. Oh, on the tzad of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the leftovers are mutter. The leftovers are mutter. The tzad that it's osir, it's osir. Inami, a second terah, a second afkmil alocha. And Sherotzu bezdin lesser dover echad. Bezen came and asked you something like Venus of a good goyish cheese. It was kosher, but a goy made it. If we have leftovers before the takonas bezen is a mutter not mutter. And wants to say such thing. Lamaisa, halacha, lamaisa. This is all negin. Halacha, lamaisa, negin. Kumta birka yaisi brings that they want to bring a raya. Shamati raya. Heard they bring a raya from this gemara. Why? Because you see that if you have leftovers, is that Sadr Mirmiya, that it's mutter, leftovers, and the Rosh says, what will be Nagel Alocha? Leftovers from a Zman Heter. That now begins a Zman Isser. There's that Shail in the Gemara if the leftovers retain the Heter. So what do we do Lalocha with the Shail? So it's Pashit, the Paiskim would tell us that if you have a Deraisa de Kashaila, Suffolk Deraisa, the Gemara blibes at a Teku. So if you have a deraisa, suffer deraisa l'chumra. If it's a drabanon, suffer drabanon l'kula. The Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah blives with a teiku. Yeah, the Gemara blives with a teiku. And the Rosh says, this teiku is negay his shayla. So how do you solve a teiku? You go with the klal and the deraisa and the drabanon. Nu, what's the issur of eating meat in the 9 days? It's not even a drabanon, it's a minig. It's a minig, a shtark minig, a brach la'aloch, a shulchan aruch. A minig. No, so it's a drabanan at most. It's even less a drabanan. So Ibazoi, we can say, so the Birka Yosef Chidah brings, I heard this Givaldig Araya, you have leftovers from Azman Heter, and now arrives Azman Isser on a drabanan or less than a drabanan, you can go ahead and eat it. So Mel Birka Yosef brings a shita from an offen in Gemara that you'd be allowed to eat the leftovers of the meat of something that was mutter. So Shabbos, your meat is mutter. And now you have a leftover during the week. You don't need a siyum. You don't need a bris. You don't need a tzuvah's mitzvah. Go ahead, eat the leftovers, and you go home tonight.
Why
that's the right.
Why not only clear shayla about bas and achila? Why not about dam and chaylev and chazer and everything?
Because they were
osir. What?
Because they were osir. Psar nechira is a special pasuk.
They weren't osir, but for kabbalah satayra.
Oh, for kabbalah satayra.
So I'm saying by kabbalah satayra, they should be able to continue eating whatever they have in the.
That's a good shayla. Why by kabbalah satayra shouldn't you say that last? So we're gonna get to you with the kashu. We're gonna speak on the Gemara. L'chayr should cover your case too. It's a very good case that you said. A very good case. So Azevil, that's what the Birka Yosef brings down. They want to use this lahalacha to be matir lahalacha lemaisa to eat this leftover Shabbos fleishiks. The Bnei Yisrael brings this down as well. And he brings that was minig Yerushalayim. And he brings it down, and he has a kash on it. He says l'chayr. What's the dinyan b'chlal? It says like this: when you have what happened when they came to Eretz Yisrael? What changed from the midbar to Eretz Yisrael? So what did the Gemara tell us? Rabbi Kiva darshan saw a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Ki yirchem ha'malkayim v'zavachtom ibkarchom mitzaynecha." There's a pasuk that says, "Zavachtom ibkarchom mitzaynecha," that there's going to be a din zvicha when you walk into Eretz Yisrael. You have a mitzvah of shechita. So the Bnei Yisrael, the leftovers, is not shechtable anymore. The mitzvah of shechita is not negeya here. This is a piece of meat, all you have left. You can't shecht it. So on that, there's a shaila, a good shaila. Being that the mitzvah of shechita is not negeya. What was neschadish over here, the mitzvah of shechita? The mitzvah of shechita was neschadish. It's not shaykh a shechita on this meat because it's not a behemoth. You can't shecht it. So therefore, I should be able to eat it because it's the mitzvah that came up. What happened when I came to Israel? The mitzvah shechita. The mitzvah shechita is not negated. And he says, "I very murdered the gediyik." That's why the Gemara calls it a voreb sar nechira. Remember, this is left is a vorem of the behemah. The behemah is not here. It's a vorem of the behemah. The limbs of the behemah. The behemah is not here. Memela. That's why you have a shaila over here. There's a tzad, a heter to say that what changes mitzvah shechita. Mitzvah shechita is not negated because it's not a behemah. Mashenkin by us, where we have an isser to eat fleishiks. The isser to eat fleishiks on flesh. You have meat here. There's an isser here. So now it came Shabbos was mutter. Now Shabbos is not here. So now there's an isser again. Why can't the isser be naget, this piece of meat? Over there where it's a mitzvah shechita, the mitzvah shechita is not negeu to a behemoth that's already not a behemoth. You can't make a shechita on a dead animal that's cut up into pieces. It's not shechita there.
It's not called an avela.
Oh, we're going to see that in a moment. So, Lamaisa, there the tzad, that's the tzad iser. But we're talking about the tzad heter. What's the tzad heter? The tzad heter is that the chiyuv shechita is not negeya. All that changed is the Torah gave us a mitzvah shechita. At this point in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah shechita is not negiah to cut up meat. Mashenkin, our minig of Isser is an Isser on meat. The Isser meat certainly negiah to meat that was here before Shabbos, to meat that's here after Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have a heter. But the Isser is certainly applicable to this piece of meat. It's not comparable to the case of shechita where you can't have shechita on a behemoth that's cut up into pieces of meat. That's the B'nai Yisosker's taina on this whole heter. Now, before we get to how do we get to kasha tzumu, but l'chayru the stam, let's get to the etzim gemara itself. L'chayru on the gemara itself is stam shver, and perhaps we can with this understand Reb Leibel's kasha. The gemara itself says that a vorei psar nechira should become mutter because it's sad to say it's mutter when you walk into Eretz Yisrael. L'chayru, what's pshat it should be mutter? There's an issur nevela here. Is an issur nevela. This is a nevela. Till now, this nevela wasn't usur. Now we walk there, so the nevela is usur. This is a shtik issur. What's the chilek before, after? Is a nevela. The Torah said, don't eat a nevela. You're not leaving your merits. It's the rice. It's a nevela. What's a pshat? So, kivege, is the chmucha pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, this meat had a nechira. What does nechira do? The Gemara says, nechirasai zui shchitasai. The Gemara talks about there was a din kisui adam on the nechir. The Gemara asks Rabbi Kiva on that Gemara that you have in front of you. The Gemara asks, Bishmol Bishmol, Haina de Tanan, Ashoiche, Venisnabl Biyode, Anoicher, Potter Melechasse. There's no kisui adam. Rabbi Kiva, why is he Potter? So the Gemara, Hoyle Bitzer, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, Zakrashi, the kisui adam they had in the midbar already. And they had nechira, meaning Rashi is saying, pshat negemara, in the midbar, they'd be noichri the animal and still do kisei adam. What's the lumdus? Kisei adam is when you do shechita, right? You do shechita on an oif or a chayiv, you have to be mechaz the teretzes, because nechirason zuhi shechitason. What do you learn from there, Zakiveger? That the nechira was matra nevela. It wasn't a nevela. Just like shechita. La'osif, when we walk into our tro, is going to be matter and avail. Say, it's not an avela. In the midbar, the Nechiru said it's not an avela. Oh, Meiradik. Nechiru made ois nevela. Kumtra b'yir mefrek tashayla. It's not an avela. It had a heter. It had a heter. So now, when they come there to tro, mehechet teisei, a new iser can come from nowhere. This thing is not an avela. The nevela became mutter. Just like when you shecht an animal today. You know, it's not an avela. It's dead. It's a dead animal. It's an avela. No, it's not an avela. Shechita takes away any issur nevela. It's not shecht in issur nevela. So to nechira, ripping it apart, took away any shech issur nevela. So now what do you want to do? You want to come into Yisrael and say it's an avela. Why should it be an avela? There's nothing to make it an avela. It already became an avela. Memela, that's shot in the Gemara. And memela, that takes away Reb Leibel's kasha. Because chaylev is chaylev. Chaylev. It was chaylev before, it's chaylev now. So mail it's us. There never was a matter on that chaylev, it just never was night, negeh to us. I have one problem though. The rush is oimid lefonai. L'chayr lefi what I'm saying, Zer Kiveger. What's the rush telling to a person makes a nether, he's not going to eat candy, sarish chaydash el. And now he has leftover candy. What's the chilek this candy before, after? It's candy before, it's candy after. Isser begins today, Rish Chaydish. This candy never had a heter before, it just never had an Isser. And now you have an Isser, it began today, Rish Chaydish El. The Isser begins. So what are you going to tell me? That the candy that was mutter before can't get an Isser? Why not? It's candy. He assured candy on Rish Chaydish El. So the candy becomes Osir. It's not similar to the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about there was a matter, and Zohar Mucha, because you have to answer a liberal Abel's Kasha. There was a matter on the Nevela. What was the matter? Nechira. You were matter in Nevela. You're matter in Nevela. You're matter in Nevela. It's perfect. It's not a problem. You're matter in Nevela. That's the mail. What's the rush saying over here, Bechlau? If that's pshat in the Gemara, so Bechlau, what's the pshat in the rush? That it's negeya, something that you had in your reshus that was mutter before, and now they came up with a new iser. It's negeya to this very chayfet. It's negeya to the candy. It's negeya to the cheese that became goyish cheese. If you had it before, but there was no iser. Now there is an iser. So you're stuck. The iser showed up today. This is only on new food that was manufactured afterwards, or new food that was in your that only you bought afterwards. What's left to mean? Where the food was? What's left to mean? What reshusa was in Zokivegan? And he concludes, Lo zachisi lahaven. I don't have the schus to understand the rush. The Gemara is pushing. The rush I don't understand. It's nothing's comparable to the Gemara. Nothing's comparable to the Gemara. Zay kum tois Yikiveger. Other chrein master after Yikiveger. Yikiveger is akasha. Chayr murdik akasha. Murdik akasha.
Why can't you say the same thing that, like, let's say a woman, someone that gets married, because any man that was mutter to the woman, now she's an Eshes Ish, so they should all be mutter. So, very good. So the answer is the same idea. She never was an Eshes Ish till now. So, and now she's an Eshes Ish. Okay, she's an Eshes Ish. She becomes Usher. Now there's an Eshes Ish. She becomes Usher.
The only thing, there was never a heter on Eshes Ish before. She just never was an Eshes Ish. But here, there's a heter on avail, so it means it's not an avela. It's lahedya, it's clearly not an avela. If it's not an avela, there's a tzad to say, can't re-become an avela. That should be your tzad heter. Fakir, the tzad is a chiddush. The tzad heter is very stark. It's very stark itself. But what does that do with the rosh? No, you can keep it by takash. So let's take a look at this Rambam's lashon and perhaps try to understand what the pshat in the Gemara is. The Rambam says over here in Halacha Yedzayin, "Interest santa loshin that you don't see in our Gemara. Santa loshin. Kshahoy Yisrael b'midbar, loy nitztabu b'shchitas achulim. They weren't. They had no chiyav of shchita. Eloy yinoichrim. They do nechira. Oy shaykh nemoichlan. No, you could check. Kishar hagoyim. The nitztabu b'midbar. And then he goes on. And the end again, he says, "Haroytz alincha lechem b'mo yinoichrim." What is the Rambam adding in Kishar HaGoyim? Goyim? Goyim have to be Neucher or Sheikhet. HaGoy has no halachas b'chlal. HaGoy, it's a hefker belt, HaGoy. What does the Rambam want over here? HaGoy, HaGoy is a hefker belt. What's a Sheikhest HaGoy? L'chayra, it would seem a chiddush nifrum the Rambam that we wouldn't dare say ourselves. But there's a Taisus in Chulin on Tzadik Aleph. Toises and Chulin Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph says Asa Kasha. The Gemara over there talks about Gedenosha Nesel Bnei Noach. Toises says, "What's the pshat in Parlu Beis Hashchita?" It says over there that Parlu Beis Hashchita, the inyan of Tavoyach Teva Vahochi by Yosef and the brothers that were eating together, Parlu Beis Hashchita, they make a good shchita. Inam, he tells you the second text, says, Porlan Beisa Shechita Hainu Nechira, Shenitztavu Ala Nechira. They were commanded to have Nechira. Some Achroinim want to have a Pella. What Pshat in the Stasis? Some want to learn a Kiddush Nifl in the Stasis. That even a Goy has an Issa Nevela. Even a Goy has an Issa Nevela. They want to darshan it from a Pusik in Noyach. It's like an Eber Menachai. They can't eat a Stam in Nevela. It's a Psik Talosh in Noyach. That a goy has to do a maisa. Even the goy can't eat an avela. He has to do a maisa. He has to do a nechiri. He has to do a something. He has to do something. If that's the pshat, that even the goy has an iser nevela, even the goy has an iser nevela, but it's pshat, it's talking about a goy, it's talking about a goy. So now, what is the Rambam saying over here? The Rambam is saying, you're like other goyim. You like other goyim. What does that mean, you like other goyim? That a goy needs nechira as well. So, oibazoi, it's not the pshat you had a heter nevela mitur's real halacha. Till now we thought, this is a halacha for Yid. That just like after he gets there, it's real shchita's a matter. So, before he got there, it's so nechira was a matter. But according to Rambam, it's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit here, b'chlo. We had a din of Bnei Noach in the Midbar Lagabi this prat. After Matan Torah, there were still leftovers that we still were like Bnei Noach. Till Eretz Yisrael came and other things kicked in that we had no shaykhus to yet. Those mitzvahs were put on hold till we get to Yisrael. The Rambam says, like a goy. The Midbar, in that respect, we act like a goy. Then it wasn't a heter nevela. There was no din nevela. It's like a goy, there's no dinim. The only a goy has a midlacha mechir, but it's not pshat. Is a heter nevela of a teredik nevela. Memela, it's only when he comes there to Yisro, it still is a teredik nevela. the nechira dika animal is still an avela. There never was a heter an avela. All we had is an absence of halacha. Because the Rambam is saying, we're like a goy. What's a goy? It's an absence of halacha. There was no heter on this nevela of a nechira. All was an absence of a real of a halacha that we normally have. You don't have the Kivagir's ha'or of the Gemara. What do you mean? Nechir was matur, just like Shechita. No, Nechir wasn't like Shechita. Nechir was like a hefgervelt. It was like a goy. There was no dina b'chlal. There was no dina terrier b'chlal. Memela, there was not a heter. When we came to Yisrael and we had an avail introduced to us, a new musig of a terrier dik avail, you didn't have that musig beforehand. You had the musig of Bnei Noach. Musig of Bnei Noach, it's a different musig b'chlal.
You were being arrived from Kisi Adam.
So Echir, that's a kasha. The stipler who starts off with this mahalach asks that kasha himself. He says, "Behechrich, there was at least a he's matrik on this nekuda that the behechrich of kisei adam the way at least Rashi learns like that that there was a hechrich there was a kisei adam musi because kisei adam lemaisi you didn't have to wait on Yisrael so you had to do a kisei adam so the Torah still too a kisei adam on a maisa that was a goyish maisa no chanami the kisei adam was nageya." And this was not Negev. So Nochanami, the Torah is telling to a Kisei Dam on something that's not part of the Torah. Nochanami comes out, Chiddush Nipulah then. A bigger Chiddush comes out if you learn like this, Pshat Rambam, which some Akram do on Peter's Taisus, that Lamais is a Pesach in the Torah, that if you have a Negev, a Nevela, what are you supposed to do with it? Give it to a Ger Toshev, Oy Mechor Lenochri, or sell it to a Goy. Let Ger Asher B'Sharecha Titanano, Oy Mechor Lenochri, it's a Mefurish, Goyim can eat a Nevela. Lefi this, you're going to have to be matchik that the nevela the goy is eating is a nevela through nechira, not stamina. It's a chiddush nifla that we don't find anywhere. I mean, afkmil alocha to give a nevela to a goy that's not through nechira would be a lefnei evil esita mitzvah. Other achrayim asses akashas a tumul nachrayim in the imrei bina and in the in yontiv. Other achrayim talk about this shail is very shail, but. We have to fanfare this kasher kivegim mitzvah liyashir with the pshat nerosh, and maybe we're going to have to use this mahalach to fanfare it.
Why do we assume nechira is the only way? Maybe it just means to be mafkia from eirim and achai. You have to toy for something that's.
It's true. The reason we're saying it is because the Gemara seems to talk about nechira. Why did the Gemara even have to bring it in? Just make sure it's dead. That's all. Make sure it's dead. Make sure, why do we need Nechir? Nechir seems to denote you have to do a human Maisa. That's it. It seems to be up the ante. But if we just meant, just don't eat Avram and Achais, then you could talk about Nevela openly. You don't talk about Nechir. You don't talk about Nechir. Now, the emesis of is, after having said that, the stipler who in the second Mahalach tries to go with your Mahalach, actually tries, also he himself asks Kashas on it, but in the second Mahalach tries to go with that Mahalach, try to fend for the Gemara like that. But again, you'll have big dechukim in the Gemara, the Nechira. And you'll have to imatch in the Ram also in Upshat. Samar, the Nochanami. Even the Tais and Chulin is not so clear because the Tais Zarosh, Lemaisa, adds in a vertel in the Taisvis that seems to say, like Ari is saying, that all he wanted to do is avoid Nevela. It didn't mean you need Nechira Kipshuta. But the Achrayim who were Medayik in this Taisvis didn't have a Tais Zarosh. It only came out later. But in Tais Zarosh, it would take a seam. Maybe there wouldn't be such an open raya from this taisus to learn, like we were learning now, that the taisus being machadish, avelt chiddush over here, that there's such a new musig of a goy, which is the pashtus of the taisus, that there's a new musig over here of a goy having an innocent avail. So let's talk a big tumul nachrein. Let's get back to our original shaylam. What are we going to do with the mei soschis kashel? What's the shaychis over here, the nevela here? Here, Shechita, here we have. But L'chayr, with this Yisoid, perhaps we can make Shabbos better too. And the whole Rai of the Birka Yosef, maybe we make it starker. What happens with food that you have on Shabbos? So, Poshim Shet, you learn, if food, they got a head to eat on Shabbos, but that's it's just food. And male is just food, so now when the Isser's man kicks in, so if Adi can kick in, then why not? Why shouldn't it kick in? It's not doimit in the case of Shechita. But maybe we can say more than that. Shabbos, what is Shabbos? What is Yontif? Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you have food, it's not merely food on Shabbos, it's Shabbos food. And that is margala b'pumei d'inshi, that's the way people speak. It's not just food on Shabbos, it is Shabbos food. Where do you see that? It was sugi at the beginning of Bayam, Bezam and Bez, talks about the inyan of achonah, and brings rais of achonah, and pashtas, place can bring it down, there's din achonah de rais, vechino sheyaviyu, there's a din achonah, Rashi over there at the beginning of Bayam, actually says, because you're mazmin the Suda Shabbos bepeh, and you say this is Suda Shabbos. Brought down halachas shem musig of saying this. Even when you buy it, you should say this is for Shabbos. We know the famous Gemara that Shammai used to take the nice behemoth and say this is for Shabbos. It became the Shabbos food. Ibazai, we can say that's much better than stam. It mamish is doima to the Gemara. The food you set aside for Shabbos became Shabbos food. When it was leftover, not food that was on Shabbos, it's leftover Shabbos food. It's leftover Shabbos food, the heter was takachal on it. It's the heter and the heftza. It's not that it was food that happened to be there in the time of heter. So now the time of Isser, time of heter ran out, time of Isser comes. No, it's not like that. It's Shabbos food, had a chalais heter on the food itself. Had a chalais heter on the food. And then Mela, even when the Zman runs out, the chepitz, the food alone, has a heter. Arai Ladover, the Madana Yontif here on the Rosh, warns us that, he says over here in the Pshat, in the Pot, he says in this Rosh about the Neder, where the Rosh says there's a case over here that's doimed to the Gemara, right? That he saves the Gemara. So the, in Ois, Kuf, he says, if you were mechaven, dafka, to have it, the woman will help. The Shari Tshuva brings also midas delay, that if you plan, you buy a lot of food for Shabbos, you know you're not going to eat it Shabbos. It's not going to help. Okay, why not? It was there. If the shayla is, it was bezmana heter, and then comes the zmana iser, it's still a mutter. What's enough gemina if I had extra food that I knew I'm not going to eat? It was there, bezmana heter. The Teretz says, no, we're not looking. It's not simply, it was there, Bezman Heter, and now it's Bezman Yitzir. It became Shabbos food. So if you buy food that you know you're not eating on Shabbos, it didn't become Shabbos food. Memel, it's chlor, it's osir. Dosh state in Taisis Yontif, and Dosh state in his Pirush on the Rosh Madani Yontif, and Dosh state Taki in the Aloha, and the Paiskim, and the Shari Tshuva, that if you lechatchila buy extra food that you know you're not going to eat, so it's not Shabbos food. So it doesn't help. The pshat is it's much tiefer than just being there in the Zmana Heter. But be there Zmana Heter, what do I care about extra food? Who's there Zmana Heter? The answer is no, that's not what it's all about. The raya of the Birka Yosef of Shabbos is much tiefer. It's a chefta mamish with a heter gomer. I bazoid, this is takalom, this had a heter chalon, it became Shabbos food. So even Zman Yisr, the heter should be there. And l'chir, that's the Bnei Sosch himself, Meramis to it, where he talks about this Indian of Shabbos food left over, and Shirayim brings a mice from a Rebbe. That's the what he means to say.
Famous mice with the king, the fish, that there's a special spice called Shabbos.
That's right. That's
chazal. You see that there's
a chalois, a chepetz. Yeah, zer gishmak. So that's taka, it works. It's not just a zman. It's much better. It's even better in the case of the Rosh. Because there, it's taka in the chepetz. Chalaheter. So it's mamish the case. It was chalaheter. You know where Riki Vega learned the Gemara. It was chalaheter. And now the chalaheter. Who says you can take away the heter? It was already chalaheter. How can you be mechashinist? That's what means chalaheter. Adkan. Let's go on to something else.
Did that answer the neder thing?
No, that's going back to the Shabbos. That's going back to the Shabbos. The neder you're going to have to learn in some case of a heter, but that's going back to the Bnei Soschus case. Now that we showed the whole yisoid of the Gemara, the Firi Kveger, is to learn Pashup Shat in the Gemara, to learn Chalais Heter, that takes care of the Kash of the heart of Bnei Soschus. Fakir, the Shabbos case is comparable to the Gemara, because there's a Zman Heter there. There's a Chalais Heter there. We're going back to Bnei Soschus Kasha from Rikveger's Kasha.
How does that answer the Rosh with the
Neder? No, we're not answering the Rosh. We have to answer with the Rambam. Yeah, that we couldn't. This won't help the Ram, the case of the Rosh. The Rosh, we have to answer to the Ram. Or like Ari did in the second Mahalach, and the Stipler talks about both Mahalach. Let's get to another Mahalach, another issue here. A Gemara in Yuma about the Churban. We all know it's two Churbanis, it's Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. There's a Pachadiki Gemara over here in Yuma, Daf Tesam the days. The Gemara says, we're getting to the basics. Mikdash Rishon b'pnei Ma'chariv. Why was Mikdash Rishon destroyed? Zok the Gemara, b'pnei gimel dvarim shoybay by the zora gilarai shvichas damin. Gilarai, that's we understand that by the zora gilarai shvichas damin. What about Bayis Sheni? What about Bayis Sheni? The Gemara asked the kasha. Gemara asked the kasha. What's a Bayis Sheni? Didn't have that all the way down to the middle of the Amud. Avol Mikdash Sheni. Where there's an ois dalad there, Avol Mikdash Sheni she oiskim b'teira v'mitzvus gemilas chasadim. Wonderful people, mipnei machoriv, neshohoisa by sinas chinam. Mulam the shulus in the skin can show the rest by Zog the rest because done. Pillar ploy. Bias Rishon had the Avodah Zorah Gil Rash Shvichas Domim. Bias Rishon. Bias Sheni. Sinas Chinu. No, which is worse? The Gemara at the end of the Sugya wants to know who's worse? Sholos Rabbi Lazar towards the bottom of the Omen. Rishonim Doyle Machreim Dom. Who is better off? Amlam Tunu Einechem Bebira. Take a look at the Beis Mikdash. Is the Beis Mikdash back or not back? In Bias Rishon, after Churban Bias Rishon, it came back. Churban Bayis Sheni, almost 2,000 years, we're still waiting for it to come back. So you tell me, who's better and who's worse? Obviously, the Gemara is saying that Bayis Sheni is worse. And that's why the goal is taking so long. It's takapella. What's the pshat? Bayis Sheni didn't have a Beidah Zarek L'Rashvich Zdom. They were Isaac and Tarek Mils Chasodim. They're wonderful people. What's the pshat? What's pshat the Gemara? What's pshat the Gemara? The Arz Dvash brings a murder gashkofa here. Rabbi Yonis and Ibeshitz. In Drush Dalad, Chelag Aleph says, "The Umas Oilam Tzoichin Goleinu." The Goyim are laughing at us. The Goyim are laughing at us because they say, "Bayis Rishon, that you were Gefirlcha people. And you went in Golus for 70 years and you got back. Bayis Sheni, you were nowhere near that bad, and you still Orcha Yom Leina Shatim. You have no, you're not being helped. So, what's the pshat? They're laughing at us. They're laughing at us." So it could be a sniper. It's not a laughing matter. They missed the boat. He said, Bayis, the whole pshat of coming back for the 70 years, we find a lushan that the Abish is going to be piked us. There's going to be a pekida. What's a pekida? Because Kosh Baruch's going to remember us. But it's not a geula. It's a pekida, Zok Rabbi Yonasan Ibershitz. But the golos is still continuing from Bayis Rishon. The golos is still today. The long golos that we're having, it didn't stop. This is really a hemshach from the gefer lechaver. It's a bayis. It's still going on. So what happened? It was just a pekida. Kosh Baruch remembered us. Members gave us some attention 7 years, and then put us right back in the golos. So it took a break, like visiting day. We just took us out 70 years, and then back. So Frank Rabbi Yosef, what's the tachlis? We'd gain 70 years. It would be just be one long hemshich of the golus. We'd gain 70 years. We wouldn't have. Now we have to stoop it off for another 70 years. We have to push it back another 70 years. Because the Kosh Baruch Hu took us out of golus for 70 years, then kept it up. What did we need it for? What did we need the break for? Let golus go straight. If this is a continuation of the first golus, let golus go straight, and we'll get out 70 years earlier. Maybe we'll be out already. What do we need it for? Sotra Bienis and Ibis, a murdika perspective. How thankful we have to be. And here Rabbi Yonis and Ibshitz echoes his Bar Plukta, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Asidr, and he says how wonderful the matzav is. Look what's going on today. This is a nes nifla. Rabbi Yonis and Ibshitz calls it a nes nifla. Rabbi Yaakov Emden calls it the most spectacular nes, bigger than Kriyas Yamsuf. We're here. We're here. But Rabbi Yonis and Ibshitz adds more. Not only are we here, we had such a long golus, as Rabbi Yonasan Ibershitz, a few hundred years ago. And we haven't forgotten the Torah. Look what's going on. We're learning, we're mekayim the Torah, diktukei seifrim, chumris ga'onim. How much we have to mishabeach Hashem, nes nifla, because that's a nes nifla. We're still here. Nes nifla, it's ayim and ayim. And what can we say here? 300 years after Rabbi Yonasan Ibershitz wrote this, look at us, the Rebbe Torah, the Rebbe Yeshivas, the Rebbe Kailim. What a nes nifla today! It pasnish that somebody is a bacher. You expect a bacher to be a yeshiva bacher today. Psalmolik at Saif, only a couple days ago, a bacher was a laughing matter if he was still learning in his bacher shiurim today. You expect us to expect a bacher to be doing? Oh, even what a nes nifla. So Rabbi Yonasan Ibershitz, towards the end of Bayis Rishon, they were so mired in deep chatoim, they were losing it in Gansan. So look what happened after the Churban. You see, when Ezra came back, it's a pasuk says they hadn't been mekayim a mitzvah sukkah like that since Zman Yeshua. And the Gemara talks about it. They were missing basic mitzvah sukkah. Thought from you today about mitzvah sukkah. Well, still no mitzvah sukkah, of course. They didn't know basics. They didn't know basics of Shemir Shabbos. They were marrying goyim. Ezra had to be mafresh them from intermarriage. They were missing basics. What would have happened if we would have had one straight golus? Chas v'shalom would be nothing left. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He said, there's a pekida, let's remember Klal Yisrael. What happened? The Yidden that were in bubble, the Shtarki Yidden, the Tamir HaChamim, They came back to Eretz Yisrael and revived Eretz Yisrael. Revived the Torah and made a Messiah, Anshe Knesset Agdoila took over, and we had the wonderful years of Ribui Torah. Zman Ba'isheni was the Zman of Ribui Torah that led to the Tanoim, which ultimately led to the Amoraim, and led to the Messiah of Torah Shabbat Peh, and the Messiah we wrote Torah Shabbat Peh. Now we're ready for the Golos. Now we're ready that it be a Nes Nifla will keep Torah. HaKadosh Baruch did us a favor to have a Pekidu. The 7-year break was the greatest favor that the Hemshech of Golos, continuation of the first Golos, shouldn't keep going. If it would, Chas V'Shalom, be nothing left of us. That's a Yonis and Ibsen's Meredika perspective. How thankful we have to be to the whole way. Here the Goyim are laughing. They don't chap the godless of what HaKadosh Baruch did for us. What Yonis and Ibsen says. But the emes dvarim is, you look at the Gemara is still shver. The Gemara Pashtus talks about how bad this is. The Gemara even says, Aloshim, Rishoim hoyu. In the Be'in Bais Rishon, they were Rishoim. But, Elisha tolu bitchoinim bakodesh bochu. They were Bali bitochim. Mashenkin and Bayu Sheni. They were Isaac and Tayrig Mil Chasodim. And yet, they had sinas chinam, which is some an interesting thing. Gemilas chasadim, people went around being mavakar chayla and helping chasin and misamei chasin kala. These are the people who have sinas chinam. They hate everybody. That's sinas chinam. The Gemara goes on. Rishonim shenizgala voinim neskala kitzum. Rishonim that were open about their averus. So their end was also open. It was an end in sight. Achrayim that were hid their averus, sinas chinam, they hated people inside of them, but outside gemilas chasadim, they're doing chasadim. So it's inside. Oh, loynis galut kitzum, kept it inside. The kate is also hidden away from us. So it sounds in the Gemara, mamish, that Bais Sheni was really worse. Om Rabbi Eichanan, toivet tziporinon shel rishoyim, the fingernail rishoyim is better than kreisan shel achrayim, than the stomach, the belly of the achrayim. No, it sounds like mamish, the Gemara is saying that we're worse, the Bais Sheni is worse. What's the pshat? So the Vilna Gaon in Eben Shleima, Eben Shleima, Paragimel, Ois Beis, says, Mur de Gepshat Nis Gemara. And he says, all the klal of a verse, if you want to put all the verse into a klal, the pasuk that would show you a klal of all the different verse in the world, Lois Sachmait. What's Lois Sachmait? A person not satisfied. The opposite is histapkus. A person satisfied. He has what he needs. The averus loisachmoid. You're not happy. You need more. Loisachmoid. You're not happy. You want more. Why don't you want more? Because you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you would have bitachin, you wouldn't need more. Somebody who has bitachin, doesn't have to be jealous, doesn't have to hate anybody. I have mine, he has his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu apportioned it perfectly according to each one what he needs. Don't need kinner or sinner. That's the pshat in the Gemara. In the first place of Migdash, they were Balei Aveir, of course they were Balei Aveir. But they were Balei, they had Balei Bitochen. They didn't have inside of them kinner and sinner because they were Balei Bitochen. Bayi Sheni had sinner schinnom. That means they hated people, they're jealous of them, they're like sachmaidikin people. Because they're missing in bitachin. You're missing in basic amunah bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're missing in mamish in the basics. Memeil, let's get to the Gemara's title. Bayis Rishon, their tzipurin is better than a kresim. Their fingernails better than the stomach. What's the pshat now? What's the pshat? So the goyin, you know, it's meridik meduyik. We know from Parsha Shmini, all animals in the Torah to be kosher need 2 simonim. You have to be malagera, and you have to be malagera. Malagera is to be chew your cud, chew its cud, and you have to be mafris parsa, split hooves. Every animal has to have those two. Most animals who are not kosher have 0. There's 4 exceptions that have 1. 3 have maligeru. Three have maligeru, but they're not mafras parsa. Meaning they don't have split hoofs. The gummel, the arnevis, and the shafon. one, only one, is not Malagera, but is Mafras Parsa. That's the Chazer. That's it. That's what it is. Zok the Medrash and Parsha Shmini. What do these represent? Zok the Medrash. The Gomel is Bavel. The Arneves is Yavon. The Shofan is Modai. Who's the Chazer? The Chazer is Edom. Yichasemenu Chazer. Chazer Miyor. The Chazer. Why? Yichasemenu Chazer Miyor. What does a Chazer do? The Chazer, as we all know in Yiddish, the Kosher Chazer Fizel. The Chazer goes out, and we know in Margal of the Puma de Inchi again, whenever Yidden talk about the most tummy-dick of food, Chazer. Chayr, faker, it's 50% of the way there. Didn't make it, still not kosher, but it's 50% of the way there. What do you want from it? And faker, it starts off well. Got the kosher chazer fizzle. Nah. Because the chazer sticks out its hooves and says, Rush ani tor, I'm kosher. Kach malchus edoim mizgoye v'chay meses v'gay zeles. That's edoim. They're rotten, they're balegaiva, and they say they're good. They're terrible. They're terrible. That's edoim. So if they're going, that's what's going on over here. Male Gera is inside. Inside your hole. Outside you have a problem. Outside you have a problem. Bayis Rishon was Krason. Their stomach was good. They were Male Gera. Inside they were okay. They were Bale Bitochen. They weren't rotten. On the outside, the Chitzoin is, they're full of Averis. They didn't have a Kosher Chazer Fizel. They were running to do Averis. They were not good. They were not, but the Male Geira, they were Batsim Bali Bitochen. Where's Geira? Where do we see the Indian of Geira? Esrim Geira Hashekel. The Goy makes a whole cheshbon that Geira is the amount, talks about how the Geira is the amount, makes a cheshbon. You saw it, we don't have time for now. That's the amount you need for a meal, his stopkus. Because why do you have a stopkus? Why are you happy and sufficient? Bitochen. Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says that Bitochen. They were terrible, Bali Averu. But inside, they weren't so rotten. They weren't rotten to the core. They had their Bali Betochen. Ibazoi, Meredek. And it worked. Bayis Sheni. They were Tziporinon. Their nail wasn't good. Kosha, the Tziporin of Rishonim, make Krason Shalachroinim. Why? Because the Tziporin of the Bayis, who is the Tziporin of the Rishonim? That's the non. The Tziporin Shel Rishonim, the non-kosher part of theirs, is better than the non-kosher part of Bayis Sheni. What's the non-kosher Bayis Sheni? They're chazer. They're kosher chazer. They're showing, look at me. I learned Torah. I'm goyimul chesed. Look at me. I'm wonderful. But what's emes inside? Geferluch. It's rotten inside. Toivam Tziporinon Shel. The Tziporin, the non-kosher part. The non-kosher, non-split hoofs of Bayis Rishon of the Gomo and Nevi Shavim is better than the non-Male Geira of the Chazer, of the not-kosher, he doesn't chew his cud. That's much better what they have, because he's rotten to the core. He's just showing on the outside. What's his problem to the core? He's not Male Geira. He doesn't have his stopkus. He doesn't have Bitochen. Felt him in the core issue of Amun and Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Terrible, terrible. He doesn't have a moon, he doesn't have bitochen. That's terrible. That's Pshat Negemar. Bayis Rishon, they were terrible Bali Beirut. But the bottom line is they're Bali Bitochen. They're Bali Bitochen. They believe. Epis Ayid, the Shayach. Terrible Golas, terrible Churm. They came back. Bayis Sheni, they might look better on the outside. It's Akasha. We look at him, we say, what's going on over here? Because inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. Inside, they're rotten to the core. And that rot comes from not being Bali Bitochen. That's where the Sinas Chinam comes from. That's it. Missing an Emunah Bitochen. That goal is stretches till today. And that's what we have to fix. We mechazik ourselves in Emunah Bitochen. That the core, the inside has to be, which is rotten, has to be fixed. That's why it's taking so long. The Zayz up the going. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Merdik Pshat in this Gemara. And the going says, we'll be Messiah with one thing here. One more thing. We find in davening, sit over there behind you. Find in davening, we say several times today. We say three times a day in Shemini Esrei. Be messiah with this. Es tzemach David abdecha. Certainly in the 9 days, once put more kaiches into this. Es tzemach David abdecha meheiros atzmiach. daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaEbishter should send Mashiach. Why? Ki, the reason, L'shuasa kivin, because I'm waiting. Oh, somebody out there is waiting for me. Did I ask him to wait for me? I have to come because you're waiting, because that person's waiting. If I make up somebody to wait for me over there, it's an apple if I don't show up. We're in Golus, so we say, we're waiting, send Mashiach. What kind of answer is that? And as we say the same thing, Kedusha on Shabbos, Ki mechakim anachnu loch. What's the Pashup Shad of him? What's the Pashup Shad? The emesis, this halach of waiting, is a halach that a person's mechuyiv to wait. So emesis is, it's not stam. A person's taka mechuyiv to wait. A person is mechuyiv to wait. The Rambam brings down in Perek Yud Aleph, beginning of Hilchos Malachim, beginning Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Malachim, about Mashiach, call me Shayna Maimon, but if you don't believe a Mashiach, oi me Shayna Mechakel Abiyos, you're not waiting for him. You're a Kaifer in Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu. You're a Kaifer. Be curious. The Ram doesn't just say merely doesn't believe a Mashiach. You're not waiting. You're not Mechakel Abiyos. Oi Menorah. Achomber is. Oi Menorah. Listen to Aloshin Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden in Yonah Tishabov says, "Kan mokim shiroi laharcha b'dira." I have to say more than I usually would say. Il mole loy hoye ela oven zebi odenu. If the only thing we had problems, she misabla yushalaim karoi, die laharcha galusenu. That's enough that our goal doesn't stop, just keeps going. Vehi be'enai. My opinion, Zokar B'Yakov Emden, hasiba hakroiva hayoyse gluya tzuma chazaka. L'chol hashmodis, hamuflogis, hagdoilis, hamafilois rayonim, these terrible, awful, geferlich things that go on in Klal Yisrael. Remember, Yaakov Emden is a bendor of Yais and Ibshitz. Bar plukta, loy hunach lon lagir begoyim. We have no rest in the golus. Why is that? Because we forgot to be mesabel on Yushalayim. We're shaykh the march, we're very comfortable here. We don't think about it. Anybody who knows the Emes, who loves the Emes, will admit to us this is the truth. Will admit this is the truth. Who is krechsing about the churban on Tisha B'Av? Kiroi mi mamak elev. Kama demois. Who's crying? Therefore, it's terrible. All is we learn from the goyim, and he goes on and on. So this waiting is not stam waiting. This waiting is a chiv. This waiting is a chiv. This mechakim that we're talking about is not stam we're waiting outside. There's a chiv gomer. In the Rambam, the consequences, the person doesn't wait, he's not bikaris. It's one of the Yigimel Ikrim, actually. Yigimel Ikrim are taken from the Rambam, Pirush Shnayis and Hedin, the Ikr of the Yigimel Ikrim. Achakalei b'chol yom shiyovei. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, that's the sibah, we're still here because we're not waiting properly. We're not really waiting. We're not mitzapel Yeshua. Which is one of the questions they're going to ask us after 120 years, the Gemara says. How then is that the reason that we should have gul, that we Mashiach should take it? The Chafetz Chaim says, Moir de Gapshat. What a story. Chafetz Chaim says, Beis Alevi, Rabbi Yosher Ber, Briskerov, was first before that, he was in Slutsk. He was a rabbi in Slutsk, and he had issues there with the Olam, and he said, enough of this Rabbanus. He resigned, and he moved to Varsha. And in Varsha, he was a Gan Eden. He sat and learned without any trouble, he was taken care of, and those are his shensta years, his best years, no trouble, no problems. Mit Amo, a group of Choshev Yidden come to Beis Alevi's door. They want to talk to him. Who are they? It's a Mashlachas, a Balei Batim from Brisk. Shul Eib Diskin, who was the Rav of Brisk, had to run away. They mastered on him. He was in jail. He got out. And he ran away and went to Yushalayim or HaKadosh, where his Ashbah is out of Yom there. And they need a new Rav. They want to ask the Beis Levi, a new Rav. I'm doing wonderful here in Warsaw. I don't want to be a Rav again. I had that in Slutsk, but I need to change Slutsk or Brisk. So the Beis Levi said, Heshev Pnei Ham. Reikam, he sent them out, Mishlachas back. Umiyin lekabels as money. He refused. They came back. A new group came. But this group, he said no again. And one of them spoke up and says, Rabbeinu, The Rebbe should just know. Saying no. There's 30,000 Yidden in Brisk waiting for the Rebbe to come to Brisk now. There's 30,000 Yidden waiting for you to come. Yashaber heard that. Beisalevi heard that. Rebbitzin, please give me my couple of jerekel. Give me my hat and jacket. It's time to go. 30,000 Yidden are waiting for me. Can I keep them waiting? Give me my hat and jacket. We're on. We're going to Brisk. And the rest we all know is history. Became Beisalevi. Son Reb Chaim took over, Briskarov, v'chula v'chula, and the whole world's full of Ashpois, Taibus, and Teir from Brisk. The Chofetz Chaim heard the Maisa, and the Chofetz Chaim, Kedarka B'Kaidus, made a limud. He said, imagine that, Akal v'chaymer, if the Beis HaLevi couldn't say no to 30,000 Yidden that are waiting for him to come Rav of Brisk, how could Melech HaMashiach not, how could he say no to Yidden that are waiting for him to come to save Klal Yisrael? How could it be? It has to be a Kal V'chaymer. Mashiach, Beis HaLevi couldn't say no. How could Mashiach say no? Beis HaLevi to 30,000 specific Yidden of Brisk. How could Mashiach say no to everybody? Like, that's Klal Yisrael. Sokta Chavetz Chaim. Unfortunately, the answer is because they're not waiting. They're not waiting. But if we would, it'd be a different story. Now let's get back to Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Esemach David Avdecha Meres Atzmiah V'Karei Torah B'Shulzecha. Why? Ki Lishu Osra Kivinu Kol Hayom. We thousands of Yidden are waiting for Mashiach. We're waiting. If we're waiting of an emes, he can't turn us down. Ki Mechakim Anula Manachnu La. We're actually waiting. We're waiting. Zok Dechavetz Chaim Akal V'Chaymer from the Beis HaLevi. He can't turn down Yidden that's waiting. So if of an emes, we took this Rambam of an emes, we took Rabbi Yaakov Emes of an emes, then we wouldn't be in this golus anymore. So avoid of all of us has to be, every corner to them, every corner fazich, to realize that the yisoid of getting out of the golus is to actually want to get out of the golus. That's the simple way out of the golus. Everybody's looking for a school here or there. The simple way to get out of the golus is to actually want to get out of the golus, to be able to be there by Besechazena, Einenu, Beshuvcha, Letzia, Berachman, to be able to be there by Zgalus, Kvayt Shamayim, where Rabbeinu Shalom, Uptaka, be Mole Oretz, Deyo, Kamayim, Leyam, Echasim, we're able to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to want, or we really want, of an emes to want. To really want, like you wanted something, like there's nothing you ever wanted so much. At least as much as 30,000 Yidden wanted the Beis HaLevi to come. Then Be'emesh Beis HaShem will be zeichet this very year to the Gula Shleim here. Be Amenu. Amen. Hey.